Tēnā koe, Claudia. Pai ki te kite tō kanohi a tā whuarau atu.
Look, I know that, you know, as the chair of the Māori Affairs Select Committee, and because we've been experiencing COVID-19 and this lockdown at the moment, you'll no doubt be wanting to get back into Parliament to get through all that backlog of mahi, kaupapa, that's on the table. And with that in mind, what are the most important issues, kaupapa, that is in front of the committee currently?
Yeah, look, we're still, yes, we definitely want to get back into the room to see each other, but we haven't let the alert levels actually change our pace of work. Just being able to do what every other New Zealand organisation is doing, every other group, every other whānau trust, which is meeting over Zoom. So we've been carrying that on while we've been in lockdown. Although we're at level two, I'm still doing Zooms at the moment. But in terms of the mahi in front of us, we've got a few briefings opened and we're getting various briefings. One briefing that we've got open is into Māori voter participation, and you and I have had kōrero about that before. Another briefing that we've got open is one into Māori educational success, and for that reason we had the NZQA come before us the other day, and it was the first time they've ever been before the Māori Affairs Select Committee, which is, I think, quite interesting, and also the Ministry of Education. So we've been able to ask some questions, and hopefully, you know, maybe some of those things, maybe some of those briefings might lead to full inquiries, but we'll see how that goes. In terms of treaty legislation, we've got the Ngāti Rangitihi Settlement Bill, and we managed to have, instead of going to Matata, which was the objective and the hope, because we were in lockdown, the iwi actually just said to us, hey, we're just as savvy as every other iwi out there. We're happy to do this by Zoom. So we had all of their submission hearings online, and we've got the Ngāti Maru Taranaki Settlement Bill happening as well. And again, they've indicated that they're really happy to be online. So it's nice to know that our whānau are tech savvy and open to the new world of online.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Some of our kaumātua and kuia have taken advantage of Zoom and have zoomed in to Irirangi Wāatea as well too, which is, you know, fantastic, fantastic that they like to use that technology. Can I just go back to NZQA? What were the interesting takeaways from that, given that I guess they've never really been put under the spotlight in terms of delivering outline frameworks to Māori?
Yeah, yeah, and that's one of the things that we were talking to them about. It was done in private, so I'm limited in what I can tell you. But what they were able to talk about was just about, and I think, and it's quite public at the moment. They're basically on a on their real journey, their tikanga journey as an organisation, and figuring out how that applies to the mahi that they do. They're not the Ministry of Education, so they've got a very different remit, but in terms of actually providing qualifications and pathways to employment for our Māori, we're able to ask some really insightful questions into that space. And as I say, you know, hopefully this will lead to some kind of inquiry, because Māori educational success is the game changer. And if we can make sure that our organisations like NZQA, like the MOE, have got strategies to be able to make sure that our young Māori are achieving as much as they can in the different organisations that they have, then, you know, we all win out of that.
It's interesting because they do seem to have quite a good connection when it comes to trades training and qualifications in a particular sector. And then they are very good. Well, they seem to be quite robust and transparent when it comes to those levels of education, those levels at kura, at, you know, secondary schools, an example. But the two don't necessarily meet. So there's no easy transition from one set of skills and levels of learning to the other.
Yeah, and one thing that they're actually doing, and again, it's public, so I can talk openly about it, is actually just making sure that our young ones that are undertaking study are actually doing qualifications which are going to lead them to the place that they want to be in. You know, as a young person, if you make a wrong decision, actually you could end up down a completely different path of somewhere that you don't want to be, and look around and you're 17 years old and you get kicked out of high school and you go, but I want to be a doctor. Well, you've just been studying history and geography, so that's not going to help you. So better careers advice up the front, and being able to partner with those organisations that actually do that, so that they can tailor the courses better, so that actually NZQA are providing courses that are going to take our young people into the places and spaces that they want to be in.
Yeah, that's an old-time thing, isn't it? Better career advice. better career advice. Hey, that's an old time thing that we don't seem to have quite figured out yet. In terms of some of our listeners, like when a question has just come in, I think it's around the privacy. What should we take from organisations that want to meet with a select committee, particularly a Māori select committee, if they want to do it in private?
Well, often it's our request, and it's our request so that we can actually have good, honest conversations with them. Anybody that's potentially watched a select committee in the past, you'll see that sometimes, especially if they're being live streamed, they can tend to be a bit theatrical. And sometimes if you actually just want to get some good, honest questioning going, then actually to be heard in private and for those organisations to be giving their submissions in private can actually open them up quite considerably in terms of what they can talk about openly. So it is a mechanism that that they use, and we used it in this circumstance.
Thank you very much for that. And just one other question was around, I think it's to do with the new syllabus coming in for histories in schools that was announced. So the researchers have completed their mahi for Minister Hipkins. But does the NZQA, do they also draft frameworks for level of learning around the new curriculum?
Yeah, they've partnered quite heavily with MOE at this moment, and we heard that from MOE, the work that they're doing on our Aotearoa New Zealand histories being taught in our schools is significant. It's a big body of work. They've had to hire in more staff to be able to cope with the workload of that, but they're also really focused on trying to get the best outcome so that iwi, hapu are able to be involved as we start telling our history. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of corridor. In fact, there's going to be lots of different stories, and they're kind of taking an approach where they want the student to do the searching, you know, to go out there and have that curiosity to go and talk to their whānau, their hapu, their iwi, find out what the local stories are, and don't rely on the one-size-fits-all books.
It's just a comment. NZQA do not service our needs as Māori. Well, that's a comment.
Was one of the comments that we... Yeah,
I'm sure that is what you've heard before.
Yeah, and of course, because we were hearing them in private, we were able to have a good, robust conversation about, you know, about that, and know that, you know, it was represented right across the parties that are represented on the committee. So having the Māori Party, having National, having the Greens there, as well as us as Labour, they were prepared for us. But actually, I said to them, this won't be the last time. Now that we know, now that you're on our radar, we're on yours. Let's continue to meet and make sure that we're doing as much as we can through your organisation for our people.
Excellent. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. I know you're really busy, so we do appreciate you giving us time. Me tukumihi ki a koe. Tēnā koe.